News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it's understood that the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will give a commitment today for 1,500 new hospital beds to be introduced between 2025 and 2028. We're joined by Dr. Padder Gilligan, member of the Irish Medical Organisation Consultant Committee. Padder, do you welcome this move?
Absolutely, we welcome this move, but I suppose we're a little concerned in terms of the fact that this is essentially a restatement of a commitment or a suggestion made in 2018 that the system needed 2,640 beds. The Irish Medical Organisation was very clear at that time, and subsequently, indeed, the ESRI has noted that that would be an underestimate of the requirements given the population growth and, indeed, the increasing health demands of the population. So our concern is that whilst it's very, very welcome indeed, it's going to be too few and too slowly. Our suggestion to the Oireachtas recently was that really we need to be looking at providing 1,000 beds a year, each year, over the next 5 years. And that would place us in a far safer position in terms of the crowding of emergency departments being addressed and also the waiting lists that are increasing over time, that they would be addressed as well. So, as we said,
is 1,000 a year, is that realistic? Because they have to be staffed. I mean, I think we've added... it's about 1,200 additional hospital beds have opened since 2020. ICU capacity increased by 28%. 28,000 extra people hired into the health service. Like, it's tricky to go beyond that, is it not?
Absolutely not. I would, and indeed, just on the ICU point today alone, yet another study has shown that the capacity that we have, albeit that it has increased, is not adequate to meet the needs of our population. And most definitely, I can tell you, every emergency physician in the country can tell you from their own experience that we don't have the bed capacity in the system. And the result of that is that patients requiring admission await those beds in the emergency departments of Ireland.
Yeah, which that's not really answering my question, though, Padder. We can want more, but can you deliver more? Can you deliver the staff? Because it's not just a matter of putting a bed in a hospital.
So, as we pointed out to the Oireachtas Committee, we train more doctors in Ireland than most other countries in the world. In fact, Cuba and ourselves are the two highest trainers of doctors. Yeah. Our difficulty is in retaining them because of the conditions in which they're asked to work. So, I'm very confident if we build
recent reports, there's a huge number of doctors from the NHS who have opted to move to the HSE because they believe that the work practices and the conditions are better here.
Certainly in terms of salary, that there has been a significant improvement since the contract issues were addressed at consultant level. They still need to be addressed at NCHD level, and hopefully that will happen with the contract talks in that regard. But the reality remains the capacity is the challenge for us in terms of having the beds in which to place patients, having the theatre spaces in which to deliver those surgeries.
Why does the IMO constantly say that the Irish conditions in the Irish hospitals need to be improved to retain workers here? Because it strikes most people that you're pretty well paid for what you do.
It's not just an issue of pay, as you know, Shane. It's also around the actual conditions in which we work. So we have, for example, doctors working where they don't have a clinic space available to them. They don't have theatre time available to them. They don't have the necessary bed base available to them to provide the specialty service that their patients are demanding.
If we had a 7-day health service, that might improve, might it not?
And indeed, we do have every acute hospital in the country is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
They might be open, but they're not providing full service 7 days a week. And anyone who's been within an ass's roar of a hospital knows that that's the case.
Well, certainly there have been extensions in terms of outpatient provision and time of that provision over the course of the working day. But that also does require the allied health professionals that you reference. So we do need to recruit in those areas as well. But we do need to have the clinic space. We have consultants appointed who literally do not have an outpatient clinic assigned to them because of the pressures on the system currently.
Absolutely.
And have work
practices got nothing to do with that? Is it always about infrastructure? Is it always about more beds?
There's certainly there have been significant changes, and the Department of Health would acknowledge there have been significant changes in work practices, and indeed COVID was a huge example of that, and many of those practices that came in at that time have continued, but the challenge remains the capacity. So if we get the additional 5,000, not 1,500 but 5,000 beds, we would have a far safer health system, and a health system that retains people working in it to provide the care that our population needs.
Dr. Paddy Gilligan, member of the Irish Medical Organisation Consultant Committee, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Your chance to win big. News Talk's Cash Machine.
Now, a big few days in the cash machine with three people in a row winning loads of money, but somebody missed the call yesterday, which means we have a rollover and there's even more money up for grabs today. If you have entered since Monday at 5, you are still in it to win it, but you must know the new cash machine amount. The cash machine amount is €30,489.64. That's €30,489.64. Get your entry in by 3 p.m. today. The cash machine will then randomly pick one of you. And if it's you we call, during Moncrief that is, you must answer your phone within 5 rings. You tell us the prize amount and it's simple. The cash is all yours. To enter, text the word play to 57557. That's 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Got to be over 18 to enter, and you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And full terms and conditions are available on our website, newstalk.com. That amount again is €30,489.64. Very best of luck.
Okay, still to come on News Talk Breakfast this morning. We're only, 10 days away from, 9 days away from those European local and Limerick mayoral elections. The chair of the Electoral Commission is going to be joining us. By the way, if you've any questions, get them in on 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.